Yesterday, we had a lot of different people on here the past couple of days talking about the situation at Sharon Hospital, between Sharon Hospital, really, and Sharon OBGYN, HealthQuest, and what to do about the situation with the maternity program at the Sharon Hospital. And there has been a settling of dust and a clearing of clouds. So I wanted to get to it this morning with Peter Cordeau once again, who's joining us this morning. Peter, thanks for coming in on July 4th.
Oh, no problem, Marshall. My pleasure.
So I guess the best way I could describe it is that there has been a settling of dust and a clearing of the clouds. Maybe not a permanent answer, but something that should soothe and ease a lot of people's concerns.
The Sharon OB yesterday sent out a statement saying they'd be willing to work with all parties to ensure safe, convenient, and quality women's care. And if you remember in the interview yesterday, we discussed this was a coverage issue, not primarily, a real coverage issue. We had OBs leaving the market, and the ability to provide 24/7, 365-day coverage was impacted. And it was imminent, and we needed a way to do that. And the reason why the arbitrary date had come out of 7/31 is that was the last date that we had, and we knew that we had coverage. So the ability for the group and the willingness of the group to speak about providing that coverage, as they are the predominant group in town, gave us some hope to be able to have a conversation with them to provide coverage. As you know, in the hospital, we have many hospital providers that we pay on call for to, you know, compensate them for the burden of providing 24/7 calls. So currently, you know, Sharon OBGYN provides about 2 out of 3 days of call, and now this conversation will be to discuss how do we cover a call to provide care in our hospital and our unit every day of the week, 24/7. So I reached out to the principal partner, Dr. Schnurr, and we will be meeting at the beginning of the week to try to discuss, well, not to try to discuss, but to discuss that. But what we also have to, for the listening audience, is there is a real problem with the decreasing patient population. And as you know, I think you and I may have discussed, the town of Cornwall had 2 eighth graders graduate. So the decreasing population is something that we'll still all have to seriously talk about and consider. But otherwise, you know, I'm optimistic that we can come up with something. I've, you know, read the emails where we're responding back to, obviously, the concerned patients. And certainly our heart goes out to the moms that are going to deliver. And we want to make that transition as smooth and as anxiety-free as possible. So that's something that's certainly on the front of our minds as we speak today. The other thing is, you know, it's unfortunate that the past few days have provided this much anxiety to folks, because the date was never intended to go out. There were embargoed stories with the local media, and it was only after the Facebook post that was sent out that the newspapers sent out embargoed stories. So a lot of this should have never happened for the community, and I feel bad for the people that this has provided an increased level of anxiety for, because that was never the intention of the hospital. The intention of the hospital was to ensure that we had safe care, and we would never want to be put in a situation where we couldn't provide the care that was necessary for the patients.
All right, so we're speaking with Peter Cordeau. One thing that you're going to have to face again today is, unfortunately, and there's nothing they could do about it, when the Lakeville Journal went to press, right on the front page is a story, birthing suites to close at Sharon Hospital. We want to remind people that when they see that story today, a lot has developed since before the Lakeville Journal sent this to press.
That's true, but yeah. What I'd also like, you know, I'd refer them to the Ruth Epstein Waterbury Republican article too.
Yep.
Because just like watching the local news, everybody has their spin on what this means to them, and it is emotionally charged. And I just want the listening audience and our community to know that, you know, what is really happening out there. You know, there is a lot of misinformation out there, and it's very difficult when all this information is out there to sit there and say, well, you know, that's not necessarily how I see it, right? So I'd encourage people to go, you know, make a judgment on their own, take a look at that article. But the core of any article is really coverage. And I know in the Lakeville Journal article they mentioned the exiting of Dr. Hines and Dr. Diana. That's real, right? So that's real when you take essentially 50% of that coverage out of the area. So the ability to be able to speak with the predominant group in the area to cover those services is encouraging. It's encouraging for all of us. So we're going to continue to do that. They'll again have a commitment to compensate them for anything additional that they're doing now. So that's the extent of what the hospital can do for that. So we're encouraged. I had an email response back from Dr. Schnur. We'll get together at the beginning of the week to discuss that.
All right. Peter, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us on this 4th of July.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Have a nice 4th.
All right. You too, Peter.
See ya.
Peter Cordova from the Sharon Hospital this morning on Robin Hood Radio.